The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You here at WCWP.org. We're now with the last hour of the show, Talk of the Town, and with the very special Christina Liu, also known as the Christina Liu Hour or Christina Liu Show. But really, we just, you know, Christina's talents are just so many, in addition to producing this radio show every week with amazing guests. I mean, we just spoke with Jack Schnurman, who is the Nassau County Comptroller. And, you know, I learned a lot. Otto, I mean, did you get some
Nuggets? I did. I believe the man is solid and had a real perspective of what is going on around us. And that's a good thing.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And he just gave so much information. I mean, I actually took notes, and I like how they're so much more accessible. And, you know, he gets 311. He gets all that. So I think that, you know, that's a good thing. So, that was a great segment, of course, Christina, who pulls it all together there. You've been kind of quiet today. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm like multitasking. I have like the two computers going. But it was really wonderful. I thought that, you know, Comptroller Schnurman was absolutely amazing. And just the innovative things, you know, to really get connected that the county was doing on that end. And like you were saying, the fact that he does truly get Project Independence and the 311 call center and how, you know, important that is, you know, as a function, I think was great. So I was really engaged. I think you guys did a great job.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, the first 15 minutes, I didn't have to say anything. He just gave so much, you know, information.
He did that, he did it in a concise, prepared way.
Yeah.
He didn't ramble, which is good. Very good. And I'm big on that. You know, you waste people's time if you just keep talking and nothing.
Right.
No, it was really wonderful. And then next week we have on Kathleen Ott, who is from the Administration for Community Living. And she's going to come on. We've had her on a bunch of times, but she's going to be on to talk about aging in place issues during, you know, this time, because they do a lot of things over there. So that should be a great segment, too.
Wow, we know a lot about that.
I know. Yeah, it should definitely be, you know, interesting to hear on kind of a national perspective how things go. So
I think
that is next week.
0 to 110 years old, no matter where you are, you're aging in place during COVID, right?
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
Certainly. And like with
it's
all this,
it's like you age fast too.
Yeah.
I find the time is like March 16th was when this thing started. Here we are into July.
I know.
Pushing 4 months already, and we're not at the end yet here. When you look at about what's going on around the country, you know, we're not completely over the hill yet here.
I know. Well, that's why I said, you know, I mean, we talk about this every week. You can drive yourself insane watching everything, and of course, we all get sucked into that every now and again, and do drive ourselves insane. But really, what you have to do, and I think, is that as all you could do is what you can personally do, right? So make choices that are comfortable for you, you know, wear your mask, wash your hands, you know, clean surface, all the things that we've been told over these 4 months, you know, it should kind of be ingrained in your being right now. And, you know, me and Otto always say this every week, people have different comfort levels at this part. You know, it's great. We're on track now to be in phase 4, you know, tomorrow, it looks like, you know, God willing. So that opens up more different kind of low risk indoor and outdoor activities. So that's really good. But like I said, some people, you know, we talk to certain family members or friends, everyone's kind of got like a different comfort level in this whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, so that kind of makes it like, you know, it's like this surreal experience because everyone's kind of handling it differently. But like I said, you got to do what you feel comfortable with, you know, and just minimize risk is really all you can do.
Yeah.
But like still kind of like, you know, you got to like toe the line, kind of get like a little right. normal, you know?
It's funny, like how you said, everybody has their own comfort level. And, you know, I have friends that, you know, just need to get out. They need to do this. So like they'll, you know, put their mask on and they'll go out and they'll do what they have to do and take precautions, of course. And then I have friends who still not like, like fear walking out the door. It is coming for them with a vengeance. And, you know, it's just interesting how everybody kind of takes care or responds to it. You know, what level are you, you know, in terms of
fear? No, and I think, like, we've all, like, went through, you know, I mean, listen, my levels can change. Like, one day I could be like, all right, I got this. And next day I'm like, oh, you hear something. You're like, oh, my God. Like, what did I, you know, what did I just do? You know, so it's. It's really something that, like I said, you have to kind of, but I think it's really important though for mental health, you know, because I actually was just reading an article about, we don't even know the effects, the mental health component, forget, you know, the medical, right. you know, kind of physical stuff. It's just so, I mean, we don't even know the effects it's going to have had on people.
PTSD.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, for real, like, you know, like I said, there it's just the people, especially that were alone, you know, by themselves this whole time, I couldn't even imagine. I mean, listen, don't get me wrong. Sometimes I wish I was. There was a little too much, you know, like stress at points, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, really, like to have, you know, people to bounce these feelings on. Because like I said, every day your emotions can, you know, change through this. And hopefully, you know, we maintain this kind of slowly baby steps, like normalcy kind of stuff. Because it's it was certainly a tough road, guys.
Well, to be, not to be overly dramatic, but I do believe that this is a life-altering
absolutely
for everybody. You know, your perspective will change, your priorities will change, how you do things are definitely going to change.
But I think, you know, all that can be spun in like a positive direction too, you know, and you guys touched upon it in the first segment, you know, because it is a life-changing thing. I mean, you'll hear people who have, you know, especially certain seniors who have, you know, been through a whole bunch of different things. And this is like, what in the heck just happened, you know? And it's like, it does make you realize, you know, and there are, and I was listening to a bunch of different, you know, podcasts throughout all this and certain people, it's, you know, you realize things like that you might not have really needed, right? You know, so, and things you really, if someone asked you when this started, oh, what are things you're really gonna miss, you know, could be different than what you did miss, you know, and it really does make you kind of value the simpler kind of things and take a minute.
I still do what I call marketing and sales coaching. And actually this morning, for an hour prior to this, I was on the phone with the Zoom thing with the people that I do this with. And the phrase that came up is that they looked upon their electronics engineering manufacturer, and they looked upon this as a temporary opportunity because business is not good right now, but a temporary opportunity where they've had 5 dumpsters worth of stuff so far that they've thrown out. They got several more. They're decluttering. They've revised the way their work area is going to be. And they've taken a very positive approach to the fact that these are things that they wouldn't have the opportunity to do otherwise, because they would have customers not bothering them, but that they would have to respond to. And right now the situation is such that they don't have a lot of that. So they've taken advantage of it. And I think we can use that same mentality in our own personal lives. You know, this is a time where you get time. You don't have to necessarily go to too many places. Maybe it's time to declutter, go to old pictures and put names on the back of them as to who those people are.
So you still remember who they are, right?
Yeah. What? Well, yeah. So they don't end up in the garbage with, you know, a lost history. Yeah, it's maybe things you want to read that you never read before, whatever turns you on. But I think if you approach it from a positive approach, you know, this is an opportunity for me to do some things maybe that I couldn't do before because it just couldn't be done, you know. Yeah. And I, it's interesting that this call this morning was led me thinking even more about that on a personal level for anybody, frankly. But I agree with Christina. People who are completely isolated right now, this is a very, very difficult time. Yeah. And, you know, like the Neighbors Helping Neighbors program, things that Project Independence does with contact from social workers, nurses, whatever, are tremendous, you know.
No, it's vital, you know, and we, listen, that population, you know, even outside of a situation like this, but it's the frail, homebound who are, you know, kind of disconnected from, you know, family or whatever. I mean, then you put that in this kind of situation, and I can't even imagine, you know, what it feels like to be in that place. So a program like a Project Independence becomes even more of, you know, a lifeline in a situation like this. I mean, and you would just hear what, you know, social workers and nurses were told throughout this whole thing, that it's like, you know, and I get it, you know, I mean, here I am, I'm a healthy, you know, 35-year-old, and I know the fear, you know, I mean, it was scary, and there was so much, and listen, there's still some days that it's scary, because, like, stuff, like, just comes out of nowhere, like, I thought you can't, like, really just, like, be like, I just want to agree, everyone's, like, in agreement with, like, but it's all these, like, you know, random things you keep getting, you know, heard all day long, and, but it's just so important for people to really have had Project Independence, and the fact that we couldn't even be there, you know, obviously, we, under, you know, face-to-face kind of things, we never stopped being there, you know, remotely, and I look at these programs, and everyone's kind of trying to put their brains together to do and reach out to people, you know, on that kind of, like, new virtual level, and I think it's certainly important, and if anything, this really has shown how important Project Independence is in the lives of North Hempstead residents, because I have to laugh, because there are sometimes it's like, you know, when the quarantine first hit, like, you had all these, like, grandiose plans of, like, all this stuff you were going to do, but then it's like you forget, like, no, but I'm, like, really busy at working, you know, like, full time from home. So I think Beck, right, you know, could testify to that too, you know, we really, which is great, because it's just, it makes you feel like you're making a difference, and helping people who really, really need help. So,
you know, you used a magic word there, virtual, all right, right now. Think about what's been going on. And if you are isolated, if you could just learn a couple of things, you don't have to be a master computer user, but just learn how to do a phone call like this. And maybe you can sit in on Fun Day Monday, which you can talk about, or you can be in one of Rebecca's yoga classes, or, you know, there's things that you can do to help yourself from being isolated. If you could just learn a little, you don't have to learn a lot, you know.
No, and it's something, you know, Beck had even said, you know, the fact with the Zoom, you know, that you literally just have to click on a link there, you don't even need to sign in or anything, you know, and you could just with one click, you can be connected and interact, you know, is something that I feel like can really, you know, help people, and frankly make it not as scary to do this.
Well, you know what? That's a perfect time to take a quick break, Christina and Otto. We will be right back, Project Independence and You, Senior Talk Radio, after a quick break.